On Tuesdays, we check in with one of four of the York County Public School Districts here in our great county. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. Stephanie Knott is the Public Information Officer for Clover Schools. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we start to get into the big topic, which is about redistricting, that's going to be the theme for your conversation this year as you open up three new schools next year. But we do want to celebrate the start of the school year within the Clover School District. And you've got some honorees that were honored by the district.
We do. We, of course, welcome our teachers back at our convocation every year. 1,500 excited teachers in the Clover School District Auditorium with marching bands and singing students and the ROTC, all the things. But during that event, we name our District Teacher of the Year. So we were very excited that fifth grade teacher from Lauren Elementary, Yvonne Jenkins, was named our District Teacher of the Year. And we were also very grateful to accompany her down the road to Fred Caldwell Chevrolet, where she picked up the keys to her new ride for the next year. So we're very excited for her.
Well, congratulations to her. And of course, all of those individual teachers of the year from their each individual school. And then this year, Yvonne just kind of helps the district and helps other teachers and just kind of advocates for what education there in the Clover School District. Is that kind of what you get when you become Teacher of the Year?
All of our teachers of the year actually participate in the teacher forum, and she will serve as a leader of that, I think, next year. I think they get an extra year to as they step into that leadership role. But additionally, of course, she'll represent Clover School District in competition for the state teacher of the year.
All right. Well, fingers crossed that will happen. So let's now get to redistricting within the Clover School District. I'm going to bring folks up to speed, Stephanie, in the 2026-2027 school year. So this time next year, you are going to open three schools, a high school, an elementary school, and a middle school. And with that comes redistricting.
Right. So, a way to think about it is you have to sort of carve out a little corner of your district where students will come from to populate those schools. So we are kicking off that process. On Monday night, the school board will meet for their business meeting in August, and the first drafts of those plans will be shared with the public. We also have a dedicated website linked off our homepage where families can go to get information about it. There's a great video on there that provides an overview of the whole process and some frequently asked questions that we'll continue to add to as the discussions move forward. But once those plans go out, we'll enter a month-long period of public comment and engagement. So we have three community forums scheduled, one on September 4th at Oak Ridge Middle School, one on September 11th at Clover Middle School, and one on September 16th at Clover School District Auditorium. So there's an east, a west, and a central. So families can turn out, ask their questions, provide feedback, and comment on the plans at those. Once those plans are posted and available to the public next Tuesday after that board meeting, there will also be a public comment form that folks can use to give us those questions or comments as well.
So, Stephanie, when those drafts, I know you said it's a first draft, and when you have all of these question and answer kind of forums, does that mean that the plans could change based on what the community or the comments are, or is this pretty much just this is kind of what we're leaning toward and, you know, we're giving you the opportunity to ask your questions?
I think the plans that we're moving forward are sort of our best thinking at this point, but that doesn't mean that we might not be swayed in some way as people share information or give us something to think about that perhaps we hadn't considered. So I think tweaks are certainly possible to the plan. The board will have a work session sort of in the middle of those community forums on the 15th. That's a different day this month for us because we're also in that impact fee process, and we have a meeting with the Planning Commission on our usual date of September 8th. So we are making sure we get everyone clear on what date that is. But at that work session, they will have some conversation a week ahead of the time that they will actually take the vote on the plan, which is September 22nd.
So, but on Monday, August the 25th, will be the first opportunity for families to kind of get a glimpse at where their child will potentially go to school. again, as Stephanie mentioned, not immediately set in stone. There's going to be a little bit of give and take, some Q&As over the next couple of weeks. And again, the board's expected to make their final decision on where kids are going to school in the Clover School District when these three schools open back next year. That final decision is coming down when again?
On September 22nd.
Okay, okay, perfect. All right. Well, plenty of opportunity to be heard, parents. Lean in and let your voice be heard. See what else, again, maybe the school board didn't think about this, or maybe they didn't see that. You know, you all travel these routes daily. You move around. You might notice something that they don't. And that's what's great about opening this conversation up to those that are impacted, you know, the most by this. Stephanie, some folks might just say anytime we do deal with redistricting, this time it's Clover, in the past it's been Fort Mill and in Rock Hill. Why can't you just split stuff down the middle, or just equally on a map go here, you know, cut it like a piece of pie? Why is that not an option? Why does that not work sometimes?
Sure, that's a great question. And it allows me to lean into some of the content on that website as well, too. So we do have a list of sort of our student reassignment commandments, or thou shalts was the way we wrote them. And so, I mean, they include things like we're going to use major roads where possible as dividing lines for districts, and that we're going to try not to split neighborhoods. You know, again, those are things that we'll all agree are good practices. But another one of those is that we're also striving to get most of our schools at around an 80% capacity rate. And so you might say, well, why would you seek that sort of balancing across all of your schools? And it's like, so we don't have to do this again, hopefully, right, for a long, long time, right? Yeah. But that is a goal, too. And so, you know, I think one of the things that you can think about, as we said, we're carving a little hole and pulling students into these new schools. But when you do that, you're emptying out schools that might be adjacent to them. And so that begins a shift in the direction of those new schools of all the population. And so it, there will be adjustments, you know, especially where we have we'll now have 8 elementary schools. So there is a lot of adjustment at that level, perhaps more so than at the high school level where we're going to have 2. So that kind of gives you a sense of that, too. And then again, having 3 middle schools is kind of strange. And you'll want to pay attention to how the feeder patterns work as those plans are released. So having one right there in the middle with Roosevelt is going to be a boon for us as well. So we're looking forward to that. But it's, again, realizing that population is not the same. You know, right now, if you looked at our map, the Bethany area is huge, but it's also very sparsely populated in comparison to some of the zones around Lake Wylie.
And when it comes to the high school, Lake Wylie High School, what was the decision on what grades will occupy that high school?
Sure. The first question that I'll tackle, because it's one we're getting a lot, our class of rising seniors, the class of 2027, is going to be grandfathered to Clover High School. So those students who are juniors right now and will be seniors next year will all go to Clover High School. Okay. So that discussion's off the table. So what that tells us, of course, is that Lake Wylie High School will open with grades 9, 10, and 11.
And then you also had some news from the high school league that y'all were able to not only get in on the high school league, but that those classes will be able to play in championships and be in state qualifiers.
Correct. So Lake Wylie High School has already been admitted to the South Carolina High School League. Actually, Roosevelt Middle School has been as well.
Oh, great.
But on the Lake Wylie side, they've been granted relief. So that they are going to be allowed to participate in state championship playoffs in their first year of existence. In some cases, they make you wait some time, and in some cases, schools open with maybe just underclassmen, no juniors. And if that's the case, maybe they're only playing a JV schedule in a first year. But we're going all in.
I like it.
And the schools that will open, especially your elementary and your high school, because those are brand new schools, the middle school is kind of getting a reboot, so to speak, because it's already standing. Are those completed for the most part? Have you all gotten inside and people can start decorating their classrooms? And where are we in the process there?
The construction is coming along and nicely. We wish it wouldn't have rained so much in the last week. That was not good. But in general, it's coming along nicely. Internally, we're going to be doing a little celebrating with the contractors on the project. In a few weeks, they're going to do a topping out ceremony mm-hmm. where they're going to put the highest beam on Lake Wylie High School. And at that point, you know, they're under roof and they're moving forward. And it's far enough along that as we have that celebration, we're having it in the school's cafeteria. Now, the tables aren't there. We're not ready to start serving lunch or anything. But it's far enough along that, you know, we're not popping up tents outside to have an event.
Wow. Well, it will be a very eventful start to the 2026-2027 school year within the Clover School District. And again, go to the Clover School District's website. If your child might be impacted or your child will be impacted by the redistricting, follow along. Know these dates that Stephanie gave. Be informed. Let your voice be heard. And we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.